this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. In this episode, we're going to talk about how common is ED in your age range. And we're going to talk about different age range and talk about how common is it and why. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. I'm a sexual health specialist physician. So let's dive into this. ED becomes more common with age, but it is present in every age group. Now, according to a study that looked at 1,800 men, this was done in 2021, and all these men are age range from the 20s to 80s. This is all men in the U.S. So roughly, 1 in 4 adult men meet criteria for some degree of ED, and the prevalence climbs steadily with age and the severity. Population survey ranges from about 18 to 50%. So let's talk about different age range. If you're a man, and you age range between 18 to 24, around 15 to 20% of you actually have some level of ED, though a substantial portion is more mild and more situational. So we'll discuss about that later. And if you are aged between 35 and 34, roughly 10 to 15% meet ED criteria by the survey. And if you are 35 to 44, is about 12 to 15%. And if you're 40 to 49, it goes up to about 8 to 22%, but the severity also goes up, meaning you may have moderate to severe ED, and that mild is included, but probably not as much as in the younger population. Now, there is a questionnaire that's called the IEF, the International Erectile Dysfunction Test. There's 5 questions that you can take and score from 5 to 25, and it put you at mild, moderate, or severe. You can check it out here at this link here. We'll give that to you. That way, you can take the test yourself and find out whether you have mild, moderate, or severe ED. This is a standardized test, so it's not coming from me. And if you're a man between 45 to 54 years old, 25% has ED. Between 55 to 64, about 30-35%, and 60 to 69, roughly about 40 to 55% as well, with more in severity. If you are 65-74 years old, around 50%, and 75 plus, roughly about 50 to 50% more the moderate and severe cases. So ED may be age related, but not age inevitable. So a substantial minority of older men retain good erectile function, especially those with fewer cardiometabolic risks, like fewer risks that are for heart attack, which means blood flow issues. In younger men, ED is common enough that it's really involving more porn-related relationship, lifestyle, and psychogenic rather than something that is metabolic. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. So let's kind of dive into the age range and why do you have this. If you are in the teens and in the 20s, the more common drivers are performance anxiety and relationship stress, low self-esteem, or trauma, or spectatoring. Next is porn, and the next reason is smoking, binge drinking, cannabis, or other recreational drugs, or not to mention sleep deprivation and sedentary lifestyle, and also obesity as well. So more of lifestyle factor rather than the issues with decreased blood flow. Now, if you're in your 30s, again, it's a blend of psychogenic and also other organic factors such as stress and work and career load, parenting, and also weight gain, early type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure and high cholesterol, smoking, vaping, excessive alcohol and poor sleep or inactivity. And then medication that are notorious that affect your erection are the antidepressant like the SSRI, the antipsychotic, the anti-blood pressure medicine, and opioid pain medicine as well. And then also low testosterone, which is related to obesity and sleep apnea. So if you're in your 40s, it's really more now focusing on more vascular causes than psychogenic causes. Like, again, condition that cause blood flow decrease is high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, then also decreased nitric oxide. The nitric oxide decreased 50% by the time you're 40 years old. And of course, sleep apnea as well. Now, psychogenic factor is in every age group. So during your 50s, it's more heart disease, more strokes, and also type 2 diabetes, and high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. So the end point is that the older you get, it's more due to medical condition affecting your erection and medication rather than the psychogenic component. Again, if you're in your 60s, condition that affect blood flow, like I talked about before, less psychogenic. But no, the older you are, the more severe the medical conditions are. So ED can be present at any age. It's just that the older you are, you have more a blood flow problem. The younger you are, it's really more of lifestyle, such as alcohol, inactivity, poor diet, porn, smoking, and relationship problem and self-esteem. Okay, modern man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that open up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can, stronger testosterone and better erection. The point here is that the reason why we see more men older that have more ED, not because of age related, it's because when you get older, you accumulate more medical condition such as high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol that put you at risk for getting ED. So I hope this makes sense. I know it's a lot of information, but the end point is ED is reversible, is treatable. And in this study, they also mentioned that men were not seeking help for ED because they didn't think they needed help. But I want to make a point that when you do have ED, guys, get some blood work, see a doctor, because it can be treated. It can be reversed permanently if you address the cause. And sometimes the cause is as easy as, hey, sleep better or eat a better diet and lose like 10 pounds. The last thing you want to do is to take that ED pill. Because when you take that ED pill, your natural response to erection is gone and your body don't know what to do. So what the point I'm really passionate for you to know is that ED is reversible. The earlier you start, the easier it is to reverse it, okay? So I hope you find this valuable. It will mean the world to me if you subscribe and also get notifications. Share this with somebody that you think may benefit from this. And let me know in the comment what you think and what you've been doing that has been working for you as well, too. Just know that you are not alone. We're here to help. And if we can help you, click the link below and apply to see how I can help you get out of ED. If not, also check out our Modern Man Club. It's a safe space for men to get out of ED in a supportive environment, a group coaching program. Check it out at noedman.com. Just know, modern man, that you do not have to live with ED. There are alternatives, and I will see you in the next episode. Okay, modern man, you are not alone, and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.